Once again, the Grove Laboratories bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, a hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Listen, friends, multiple vitamins, like anything else for your health, should be taken with complete understanding of your individual needs. Your doctor may find two Grove Defender Multiple Vitamin Capsules as a supplement to your diet will meet your daily requirements. But if you're acutely fatigued, nervous, catch colds easily because of a much too low vitamin intake, he may try to relieve that condition by prescribing bigger doses. If he was in the Army, your doctor knows all about Defender Multiple Vitamins, which the Army used by the millions. He knows that two Defender capsules every day will help prevent distressing dietary vitamin deficiencies. So get Defender Multiple Vitamins at your druggist and be sure to supplement your food with two Defender every day. More if your doctor advises. Now, the Shadow.
No, who aids the forces of law and order is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Island of Ancient Death.
Why don't you unlock the door?
Madame, have you thought of what you are doing?
Of course I have.
You are a stranger here, madame. The island of San Angelo is small, but it's belonged to your husband's family for many generations. It has certain traditions. No one, for instance, ever enters this pavilion. And, madame, is it not true that Dr. Madeira has forbid you to enter it? It is not true, madame.
Never mind my husband. Please, Hester, just open the door.
If I do, you...
Hester!
If you insist, madame. There. Will madame enter?
Oh, it's so dark, I can't see.
I shall have to open the shutters. Madame, listen to me. Go back while there is time. There is an evil here that no one should see. An evil...
Open the shutters, Hester. Open them.
Yes, madame.
Then look. Look!
Diane! Oh, the Madeira.
You disobeyed me, my dear.
No, I
yes,
didn't.
Yes, you did. Are you determined to die, Diane?
Oh. And if this letter convinces you I'm losing my mind, I'll not blame you. But... Oh, Margot, darling, you're one of my best friends. There's no one else I can turn to. And if you could come, better still, if you could persuade Mr. Cranston to make the trip as well, then I'd be so much more grateful than words can say. Grateful, Margot. More grateful than words can say. I never really dreamed that you and Mr. Cranston would come, but I'm so frightened, Margot. If something doesn't happen...
Now, Diane, stop it. Lamont, you better take the reins. She's in no condition to drive.
Yes. I have them, Miss Madeira. Is that the pavilion up ahead?
Yes. This cliff we're climbing is Devil Rock. The pavilion is at the top of the cliff.
Now, we'll soon be there. Miss Madeira... Isn't it time you told us exactly what's happened?
Yes, Diane. You You said that you're not allowed to leave the island, didn't you?
That's true, Margot. I'm not. I don't even know why we came here. Pablo was doing research in New York, and I thought he meant to stay. Then, well, all of a sudden, he made me leave without the least warning.
What's he doing in that laboratory you mentioned?
I don't know. He won't tell me anything. All I do know is that he's changed. Completely. And that the natives are terrified of him. I'd wanted to write Margot for a long time. And then when I saw that picture in the pavilion, I knew I had to.
Well, what sort of picture is it?
Oh, it's horrible, Margot. It's a painting of a man killing a woman.
Oh.
He's got some kind of a queer three-bladed knife, and he's torturing her, and she's trying to scream.
Easy now, easy.
I'm all right. That isn't what frightened me so. It's an old picture, a mural, 100 years old at least. But, Mr. Cranston.
Yes?
Someone painted the woman's face to look like mine.
Darla?
Yes, someone just recently. You'll see it, Margot. Mr. Cranston, is it a warning? Does it mean that I'm to die?
I'm afraid I can't answer any of your questions yet, Mrs. Madeira. You'll have to give me a chance to look around first. Oh, go there. Aren't you coming into the pavilion with us, Mrs. Madeira?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I never want to see that picture again. I'll wait for you here.
All right. Coming, Margot?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, Lamar. Yes,
the doors are unlocked. You can go right in.
Thanks, Diane. We won't be long.
Just a minute, Margot. I'll open the shutters.
Oh.
She didn't exaggerate, did she?
No. Oh, Lamont, that is horrible.
Yes, it isn't pretty.
And someone has painted that face to look like Diane's.
Yes.
I don't blame her for being frightened. Look at that knife and those scratches. And the blood is...
Oh.
What the devil? No artist painted this blood, Margot.
No. What are you doing?
Well, don't you see? It's see-through from behind. There must be a way this panel can open. Wait. I think I've got it. I felt something give. Stand back, Margot. It's swinging open.
What on earth?
Now, you feel that draft? It's a tunnel or a passage of some sort. Now, wait. Wait, Scott.
Something's standing there. It's holding something in its hand.
The body, Margot.
The man is screaming at it.
It's a trick played by rigor mortis.
Oh,
just a second. What's he holding? That's a book. You want to hold on to this, Margot? We'll look at it later.
But
I'd like to know why a murdered man should be left with a book in his hand.
Lamont.
Yes?
That man was a native, wasn't he?
Yes. What about it?
Don't you remember that Diane said something about her husband, that the natives are terrified of him? And look there. Look at the scratches on his arms and shoulders. Couldn't those have been made by a three-bladed knife?
Now listen, darling.
No, no, Lamont, no. We've got to get out of here. I don't know what's happening on this island, but we've got to get out. If we don't...
Margot!
Oh, of course. I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. I lost my head.
Margot, we're getting Mrs. Madeira back to the house.
Right.
Then you and I are coming back and investigate this tunnel.
How far have we come, Lamont?
Nearly half a mile, I should think.
Where do you suppose this tunnel leads?
Well, if my sense of direction's worth anything, I have an idea we're pretty close to the house. Evidently, someone at one time or another wanted a secret passage between the house and the pavilion. Wait a second.
What is it?
It's a door. Let's see if we can open it.
The stone?
Yes.
Come on, what's that?
Sounds like a motor of some kind. It's Dr. Madeira's, probably.
What?
Don't you remember when we took Diane to the house? She said her husband's laboratory was down in the basement.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. Well, it stopped.
Come on, let's keep going. That noise came from the Dither's laboratory. I was right. We are under the house.
What on earth do you suppose these rooms are? They look like cells.
They are cells. San Angelo used to be a slave station.
Oh.
That was in the old days, of course. These cells are probably used for barracks. Margot. Look in here.
Look at bones.
Yes. Human bones.
Slaves?
slaves who died here?
Well, we'll hope they did that long ago. But if that poor chap back in the pavilion is a sample.
Lamont, what on earth is that?
Wait. Margaret, that's coming from Adira's laboratory. Get upstairs. I'm going to see what it is.
Now, Senor, are you satisfied that you only imagined those sounds?
Not by any means, Doctor. I'd like to know, for instance, why you took so long to open the door.
How was this?
Do you mind turning off that motor?
Not at all.
Thank you. I beg your pardon. You're Hester, aren't you?
Yes, Senor.
You heard the cry described, did you not?
No, Senor Cranston, I did not.
And I may have been mistaken.
Well, that was not the only mistake you made, Senor Cranston.
Really?
Your first was when you came to my home without an invitation.
But I had one from your wife.
She gave it without my permission.
But even so.
And I am the head of this household. Do you understand that?
Yes, quite.
Now, tomorrow, there's a mailboat that calls you from Port-au-Prince. And when it leaves, you and your companion will be on it.
And if we're not?
Well, you would not be that stupid, Senor Cranston.
It's incredible how stupid I can be at times, Dr. Madeira. By the way, what are these experiments you're engaged in?
That is none of your business.
You refuse to tell me?
I do.
Well, then maybe I can.
Margot.
Come upstairs, Lamont, quickly. I have something to show you.
Well, what is it, Margot? Oh, hello, Miss Madeira.
Hello, Mr. Cranston.
You and Margot both look as if you'd seen a ghost. What's up?
We had seen a ghost, Lamont. A ghost 100 years old.
Not here in the library, I hope.
Look at this.
Isn't this the book we found in the pavilion?
Yes, it is. I looked through it while you were in Dr. Madeira's laboratory. It's a diary, Lamont. And do you know who wrote it?
I haven't the slightest idea.
The woman who posed for that painting in the pavilion.
And she had also married a Madeira, Mr. Cranston. And her husband was Dr. Tour.
Here, Lamont, read it there.
It's the last one, isn't it?
Yes, the very last. Oh, read it to yourself, Lamont, please. It's an entry Diane hasn't seen.
No, that isn't fair, Margot. If you don't show it to me, I'll imagine something much worse.
She's but right, Diane, Shall I read it aloud, Miss Madeira?
Please.
Very well. March 3rd, 1835. How strange it is to know that this is the last time I check.
And make an entry in this diary. How much more strange to realize that if I had never posed for that horrible picture in the pavilion, I might not have had to die. And strangest of all, to realize at last that my husband's experiments were meant to have their climax in my death. Even now, as I write, I hear my husband's footsteps in the hall. Now, he stops. He's at the door. Now, I hear nothing. He must be raising his hand to knock. Oh, yes. And now.
The door. Good Lord.
Another one.
Margot, turn away. Don't look.
Come on, please, come on.
Margot, don't look.
Return to the shadow in just a moment. When you've got a real cold, all its aches and miseries, don't fool around. You want comforting relief quickly. For years, cold sufferers have turned to Grove for cold relief because Grove cold tablets work on all these miseries at once. Grove cold tablets can do all this because they're of multiple medicines compounded like a doctor's prescription, not just a headache tablet. Not just one or two ingredients, but a combination of 8 active medical ingredients that work internally on all these usual cold miseries at once. Now, when you have a cold, rest and avoid exposure. Make sure you get the genuine Grove cold tablets. Take exactly as directed. Accept only the box with the name Grove. G-R-O-V-E. Grove cold tablets. Now, back to the shadow. Guests at an old Spanish mansion in the Caribbean have been trying to learn what's behind the strange happenings that have been terrifying the household. It's late at night now as they continue their investigation down deep in the subterranean passages.
A little further, almost at Madeira's laboratory now.
Mm. So still tonight, Lamont. Have you noticed?
Yes. Going to be a storm.
Oh, I hope not.
Not much doubt of it. Weather's been getting ready for one the last couple of days. These semi-tropical storms are practically hurricanes.
Darling, are you trying to frighten me?
No, not a bit of it. Ah, here we are. Well, I wonder if Madeira keeps his laboratory locked. Hmm. He does. Well, I have something can fix that in a hurry. This passkey ought to do it. Did.
Darling, I'm not going any further until you tell me why you wanted to come here.
Certainly. Take a look at this.
A knife. And with three fixed blades.
Exactly.
Where did you get that?
In here. After we heard that cry.
And Dr. Madeira let you take it away?
He didn't know I found it. I didn't say anything to him because I didn't want to frighten him off.
Well, now you've got to tell me something else.
What?
In the library, when I showed you that diary and we heard those knocks at the door, what was that?
It was another native, Margot.
You mean like the one in the pavilion?
A great deal worse, Margot. This poor chap had been cut to ribbons.
Oh, no.
He'd been attracted by our voices in the library, but it's a wonder he had the strength to reach the door.
Oh, I wish we hadn't come here.
It's too late for that, Margot. Hello, what's this?
Well, now, don't tell me you're interested in the trash he swept up.
Trash? Better look again.
Well, it's all stringy, whatever it is, but there's blood on it.
There is.
But...
And this stringy stuff, as you call it, is human flesh.
What?
Yes, Margot. Human flesh as it might look if it were cut from someone's body with a knife exactly like this.
Oh, Lamont,
now, listen
no.
to me, Margot. Have you told Diane about the body in the pavilion?
No, of course not. You said I shouldn't.
Then don't mention this.
All right.
I want you to find Diane and stay with her, Margot. Stay with her.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to try to find Dr. Madeira.
Dr. Madeira.
Hester.
Why do you stand here alone, looking out at Devil's Rock? Are you afraid, Dr. Madeira? Don't you realize that things have gone too far? That you must kill her? That it's your only way out? That you can't...
Stop it, Hester.
You love her, don't you?
Yes. I love her.
Then how can you hesitate? Isn't the man in that painting in the pavilion killing the woman he loves? And doesn't he get a wild pleasure from it?
The storm is here at last.
Yes, Dr. Madeira, the storm has finally come. Kill her now and throw her body into the sea. Let the storm hide her, Dr. Madeira. Let it hide her before these fools who think they have come to help can discover what our real purpose is.
Wasn't in the laboratory, Margot. He must have come down here.
Well, Diane, for heaven's sake, let's go back upstairs then. What do you care if your husband's down here in the tunnel or not?
I've got to know what he's doing, Margot. If I just waited in my room, I'd go crazy.
Well, if I have to see these cells many more times, I'll go crazy, too.
Oh, here's another passage. He may have gone this way.
All right.
But you stay close to me, Diane.
Well, if only we had more light, it wouldn't be so bad.
Mm. I can see faces staring out at us from every shadow. I don't know, but what I'd just as soon be out in the storm.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know. I think it came from behind this door.
Oh, that door probably just leads to another passageway. I wouldn't... Diane, don't go in there.
I did hear something in here, Margot.
The lights. The lights went out. And somebody closed the door.
Something is in here. And I can't get out.
Diane, where are you? I can't see. And the door's locked. Diane, do you hear me?
Oh, Margot. Something's got me. Something's got me.
Diane, help. Somebody help. Thank heaven.
Are you all right, darling?
Yes, but Diane's gone. Something grabbed her, locked that door, and pulled her into the passageway.
I think I know where Diane is, Mom.
You do? Well, what have you found out, Lamont? And did you see my dear?
You didn't give me a chance, darling. I was searching the house, and I heard you call and Diane screaming.
Well, then, how do you know?
I haven't time for questions now, darling. Just do what I say. Go to your room and lock yourself in. Lock yourself in, do you understand? I think I know what's been happening here, and if I'm right, it's worse than I imagined.
Diane, I've got to find Diane.
Leave that to me.
Do you know where she is?
I think Madeira's gone to the pavilion, Margot. And if I'm not mistaken, so has she.
Diane.
Yes, Pablo?
You knew about the panel and the tunnel.
Yes, I knew.
What are you doing with that gun?
I'm going to kill you, Pablo.
No, Diane.
I'm going to kill you, as you meant to kill me.
But I didn't. Listen, Diane, go back to the house. Do you hear that wind? The hurricane, the pavilion isn't safe here.
Are you trying to trick me again, Pablo? Are you trying to trick me now? As you've been trying to trick me into madness?
Diane, I swear I'm not. Can't you hear? Go back, Diane.
What are you trying to hide, Pablo? What's that on the floor behind you? Isn't that a body? Isn't that Hester's body?
Diane.
It is Hester. And she's dead. You've murdered her. Look at the mark of that knife, Pablo. You've murdered her.
You are mad.
No, but I...
You killed her.
Who will believe that?
The shadow will believe it, Diane.
Shadow?
Who are you? Where are you?
No one sees the shadow, Mrs. Madeira.
I'll kill you if I find you. I'll kill you.
Drop that gun, Miss Madeira. Drop it.
Something has a hold of me. Something I can't see.
There.
Pablo, help me.
You called your husband for help, Mrs. Madeira? Have you forgotten that you meant to kill him also?
Only because I had to. He meant to kill me. He was driving me mad.
No, Diane, you were already mad.
No, that's not true.
But it is. That's why your husband brought you here. That's why I refused to let you leave the island. Isn't that true, Dr. Madeira?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that why you carried on those experiments in your laboratory? Because you hoped to find a way to cure her?
Yes.
He couldn't tell you that you were losing your mind, Diane.
No.
That's why you failed to understand. Perhaps if you had understood, you wouldn't have murdered those two natives.
Oh, I didn't. Why should I?
Because you'd already planned to kill your husband in order to regain your freedom. To justify yourself by making him appear a murderer.
Diane. Diane, go back. The pavilion's soaring.
No. No, I belong to the storm.
The wall. The wall fell in.
She's blocked off, Dr. Madeira. She can't be reached. Come back, you fool. You're not going to.
No. No. Let go of me. Let me go with Diane.
Back, Madeira. Back. The pavilion. It's going.
Diane!
There's our ship, Margot.
Mm.
We'll be aboard in a few minutes. In a week or so, home again.
Yes, we will, but, Lamont, there's still so much that happened that I don't understand.
Oh? For instance?
Well, was Diane really insane?
Yes, Margot. Dr. Madeira had brought her to the island on that account. He was doing the best he could for her, but he made one serious mistake.
What was that?
He confided in Hester. But Hester was secretly in love with him. More than willing to force Diane into complete insanity. That's why she painted Diane's features on that mural
That's also why she faked that diary.
The diary was fake?
Yes. It's too much of a coincidence to be believed in, Margot.
You know, I thought Dr. Madeira was guilty all the time. Of the murders, I mean. When we found those pieces of flesh in his laboratory, I was sure of it.
That's why I was sure he wasn't. He was far too clever to leave evidence like that just lying around. But I had an even better reason for believing Diane guilty instead of her husband. Do you recall the second native who was murdered? And do you remember Diane saying, another one?
Well, yes, but...
Well, neither you nor I had told her about the first native. So unless she'd killed him herself, how could she have known of him?
Well, that's right. Well, what about those cries we heard in the laboratory?
Diane was in there. We heard her murdering the native. Madeira and Hester covered up for her when we came into the laboratory so we wouldn't learn the truth.
Yes, but darling, Diane got locked in that passageway and then she disappeared.
Oh, that was very easy.
Well, how could it be?
Well, it was. When the storm put the lights out, she slammed the door, faked that business of being seized, then took advantage of the darkness to skip out again and lock the door behind her. She'd made up her mind to kill Hester, so she had to go through all that in order to get rid of you.
Oh, the poor girl. Look, darling. The sky's cleared again. The sun's out. The storm must be over.
Yes, Margot, the storm's over. For the island and for the people on it.
They say misery loves company. But wouldn't misery prefer relief? Now, the usual miseries of a common cold can be relieved fast with Grove Cold Tablets. It's a multiple medicine compounded like a doctor's prescription. Here's no mere headache tablet, but a combination of 8 active medical ingredients that'll take right hold and work internally on all these usual cold miseries at once. Help reduce fever, relieve headache, alleviate body aches and pains, reduce nasal stuffiness. No wonder millions of cold sufferers have turned to Grove for cold relief for 51 years. Of course, rest and avoid exposure. Insist on the genuine Grove cold tablets. Take exactly as directed. Look for the famous Grove signature on the box. That's G-R-O-V-E. Grove cold tablets.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that...
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.